Hey, Gonwald Audio and Gonwald Audio Backstage. I was perusing some questionnaires so I could post a couple at a time. And I was just looking for one that was kinky, etc., etc. And I came across your heavy metal lover's walk of shame answer if you dare questionnaire. So I decided to go for it since I needed a second one because I don't like posting just one questionnaire at a time. I'm weird like that. So here it goes. I've already kind of looked at the questions and I'm still not sure how I'm going to answer some of them, but oh well. Number one, tell us about your first time having sex. Right out the gate. First time I ever had sex, I was young and it was kind of surreal. I guess it's one of those things where you know it's happening, but you don't know it's happening. From the girl perspective, there was some pain, but at the same time, it was very, very temporary for me anyways. And then I was able to enjoy myself. So all in all, good experience. If I had the genitals of the opposite sex for a day, what would I do? I would do all of the things that I find sexy about male genitals. So, get hard-ons, do things with them. I would totally have sex with a chick. I would totally just want that perspective of this is what a guy goes through when he's getting it on with a lady. Everything, things like that, peeing outside, stuff like that. You know, just all those things that guys do all the time with them that, you know, I wouldn't want to take anything for granted. Have I ever got caught listening to Gonwald Audio in public? I have got caught. And in a very rather precarious situation. It was at work and it was awkward with a desk mate that was next to me. I'm not even quite sure how it happened. But the earbuds came out, and usually that pauses everything. It did not pause. It did not pause, and it took me a whole 7 or 8 seconds to figure out what was going on. And it was a pivotal moment in the audio. So my deskmate, a very Christian, reserved woman, heard about 6 seconds of raw audio. And it was very, very interesting. The good thing is she was so embarrassed, she never reported or said anything. And I apologized profusely. And that's fine. That was a while back, but it was just very funny to have that happen. What is the most I've ever done in public sexually? I haven't done a whole lot. I'm pretty shy. And it's not so much that I'm worried about, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not worried about getting like a criminal record. I'm just worried about, I'm a creature of habit and I go to the places I like to go to. So I'd never want to be banned from anywhere. You know, so publicly the most I've done is definitely fondling, things like that, of that nature, getting pretty hot and heavy, you know, but never going all the way. What is the most embarrassing thing I've done while my family was around? I'm going to have to guess that this is, you know, well, it doesn't matter really. It's all the same in this sense to me. Most embarrassing thing is I was completely shit-faced at one point and I got a little crazy and we were in public at a bar and I ended up flashing my tits to pretty much the whole place. So there you go. It was pretty funny in the retrospect, but the family members that I was with did not appreciate it. They had to rein me in. So it's pretty funny, but it was very embarrassing for them. What is the fantasy you're least likely to share on a first date? Probably the sleep play ones. I would have to say like the sleep play or the Taken kind of fantasies. I'm not into anything like super rough or violent, but usually you don't want to say on your first date. By the way, it really turns me on to think of you playing with me while I'm asleep. Sometimes, you never know. Nowadays, that may not deter many, but, you know, you never know. You don't want to be too available. What is the biggest faux pas I've committed on a first date? To my everlasting shame, it was talk about my ex-boyfriend. The good and the bad. And basically what it was is we had broken up. I tried to get into the dating game too soon, and I wasn't ready, and I ended up talking about him, and I know that is a big no. I grew up with boys, so I know it's a big no, but it happened, and in retrospect, I was like, you idiot. So, you live, you learn. Worst thing that's ever happened to me on a first date. This will actually be my worst date ever story. Worst first date story. It all encompasses. I had known the guy, and he said, you know, do you want to have a date with me? And I said, okay, let's do this. I liked him. He seemed like an all right guy. I didn't know him hugely well, but there was a shared history, you know, just friend of a friend. They'd always seen each other around. So I said, okay. So I said, what do you want to do? And he wanted to hang out at his house, which is not, it's kind of a red flag, especially now after this experience. But I was like, you know, whatever, we're both adults. You know, if something happens, it happens. I just was kind of like put off because I was thinking, well, you know, why doesn't he want to go out or anything? So anyways, the long story short, I go, okay, that's fine. So, you know, I kind of dress nice casually and stuff, and I show up, and I'm thinking, okay, what do you want to do? Like, are we going to watch a movie, play games? Do you have something planned and stuff? And he's like, oh, well, I thought, you know, we'd have a home-cooked meal and we could watch a movie. So I was like, okay, cool. Let's do it. Took me to the kitchen, showed me what he had out. He had some steaks and some different things on the counter to cook with. And then he says, okay, well, I'm just going to be in there. So just let me know if you need help with anything or whenever it's ready. And yeah. And then he walked into the other room and like, I kind of like, you know, like laughed. And then he was in the other room. And then I realized, I don't think he's joking. Sure enough, I look in the other room and the guy is watching ESPN or something, which I usually don't mind, but it's, and then he's just sitting there and I'm just like, this son of a bitch expects me to cook him dinner. And then we're going to watch a movie. And so I'm just thinking, not only did he not take me out, but he expected me to cook dinner for him. So that was probably the worst first date experience I've ever, worst date experience pretty much. I'm sure there's been others, but that one is one of the ones that is always stuck out on top. So I have that guy to thank for that. And what is my silliest sexual experience or most shameful or embarrassing one? I'm very good at embarrassing myself and doing ridiculous things, as much as I try to be smooth. One of the most shameful or embarrassing ones that I'll never forget, there was this really attractive guy. There was this intense chemistry every time I was around him. I don't know what it was. And I was so, you know, had the top button of my pants coming undone for the guy anytime he was around. And finally, we were at a mutual friend's engagement party. So we're all looking good. The drinks are flowing because we're in a celebratory mood and everything. And me and him were placed together strategically by the bride-to-be. And so everything was falling in line. And I was totally like, all right, here, let's make some moves. Let's get some things flowing here. You know, maybe be a little risque. And then, maybe it'll lead to something more. I had been drinking and I was trying to loosen my inhibitions a little bit so that I could be more smooth. And obviously about to find out how much it backfired on me. But we were in one of those picture booths where you can go in and take the pictures and there's like props and stuff. They got the fancy setup where there's actually a curtain and all this stuff. So me and this guy were in there. We were in there an extended period of time. And we were getting a little hot and heavy and, our dress was disheveled. And I don't know why there was people waiting and we're like, yeah, we'll be right out. So we were trying to wrap things up, but at the same time, we were not trying to wrap things up. And an older gentleman who has known me since I was a child popped his head in there because he heard us and he popped his head in and he's just this dorky dad type. And he says, everything all right? Y'all need some help in here? And he just busted in like that in the middle of our mouths being locked together. And it was in my alcohol-induced state and in just the awkwardness of the moment and then the pressure that I was feeling and everything that was going on. I laughed into this guy's mouth. And when I laughed, I inflated his cheeks like a blowfish and then like ripped away from his mouth. And it was like this big gust of air. And it was probably one of the most unattractive, ridiculous things I've ever done or seen in my life. And like, I could not face that guy after that. It was just so much. It was, I don't know. It was very silly, semi-sexual, but very embarrassing. So I hope you guys had fun listening to it. I've listened to some others and you guys have got some really great stories. It's been really fun on this one.